The way that we remember dance moves reveals the incredible flexibility of the human brain, according to research published in Current Biology this week. Daniel Holm of the Max Planck Research Group for Comparative Cognitive Anthropology studied the way that different cultures remember dance moves, and this was inspired by previous research that shows how different cultures use different strategies for describing the world. For example, I might think that the microphone on this desk is in front of me, whereas a nomadic hunter-gatherer from Namibia, if he were in the studio next to me, would think of the microphone as being to the west of him. These are two different ways of encoding the spatial relationships between objects, and they're called egocentric, which is based around yourself, and allocentric, effectively based around everything else. And our brains use these two interchangeably. However, the way that the brain encodes the positions of our hands and our feet, this is called proprioceptive space, is strongly egocentric, so it's always based around us. Now, because of this, you might assume that the way we move our bodies would also be egocentric. We would always base these movements around ourselves. However, it seems that that's not always the case. The team asked two groups of children to learn a simple dance, one group from Germany and another group of San or Bushmen called Haikom. The dance instructor stood next to the children and showed them a simple dance sequence that involved shaking clasped hands together from side to side, starting with the right, then the left, and then back to the right. So once the children had learned the dance, they were asked to turn around, so they were facing the opposite direction, and do the dance again. The German school children almost always moved their hands to the right first, regardless of what direction they were facing. The Haikom children, however, would switch movements depending on which way they were facing. The direction was absolute rather than personal. So if they started on the right when they were facing north, they would start on the left when they were facing south. Now, this shows that the way our brain codes our body movements is not strictly egocentric, but it is in part defined by our culture, or as they put it on the paper, cultural diversity goes hand in hand with cognitive diversity. This may sound like a bit of fun, but it does have a serious message about the way that we study the brain. When we seek to understand cognitive function, it's vitally important to include a cross-cultural perspective. The brain does not exist in isolation. Horn said, "It's becoming more and more clear that we cannot simply extrapolate from investigations within our population to others. To understand the human mind, we need to widen our perspective and assume diversity rather than universality of cognition until proven otherwise." So there you go. If you're studying the brain, bear that in mind.
I think that's definitely something to bear in mind if you're on the Christmas dance floor. And maybe it's an excuse for some of the poor shows on the British dance floors. I'm always convinced that, you know, compared to other cultures, the Brits aren't good as dancing. So maybe it's something to do with our brains and the way we're brought up. Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway.